would say a couple of things. One is we're trying to provide a unified experience. So it's our belief that you shouldn't, even if you have 10 different providers, you shouldn't have to worry about having your healthcare information in 10 different places. We really want to unify that for the patient and give them one place to go and actively manage their care. And I think that second part is really key is we want to have a destination for you and not just a destination once a month when you go to pay a bill or once a quarter making an appointment, but a place where you and your provider can have a meaningful dialogue. And, you know, some of that might be automated if you're low risk and empowered and doing and on track, right? And then some of it, if you're a higher risk patient, might truly be more personal and less automated. And it's also bidirectional too. If you think about, I think healthcare is a lot like the web was. Like if you remember, Web 1.0 was pretty much static and it was read only. And then you kind of had Web 2.0 that was read, write, web. I think what we're seeing right now is a transition from read only patient care to read, write patient care, where you know, providers are now wanting that input from patients on any number of things, like assessments on, you know, if you did see lab results from a biometric screening or some other provider, we want to understand that and embrace all the data. Providers still want control. They want to be able to decide what actually goes into their system of record for the patient, but they do still want the patient to be able to partner with them to provide the 360 view, especially if they're a patient-centered medical home. So I guess really those things. It's unified, it's a place for active health management, and it's a two-way dialogue.